We got a special episode today, especially for all you movie subscribers, because we got a sneak preview for a movie premiering on May 3rd. So with no further ado, we're talking movies, we're talking Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World, starring Ilinka Melinac, Nina Haas, and written and directed by Radu Jude. Unfortunately, I have no quotes.
Well, luckily, I do. What does a blind man say in a fish shop? Hi, ladies. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this episode of How'd You Like That Movie? This is actually kind of a special episode because we were lucky to get an advance screener of Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World from MUBI. So if this show has a bit of a different vibe, it's just because we don't want to ever lose access to these types of things again. So I'm going to be maybe a little less of a fucking prick. That said, Scott, take us away.
So you pretty much just said this is the last time it happens, because you're like, and we're not gonna actually be critical, but anyways, okay, so this is what I'm gonna say about the film. I'm gonna tell you what worked is the tone. If I had to do this in a tagline, I would say, if Christopher Guest and Kevin Smith had an immaculate baby, or an illegitimate baby, it would be Radu Jude, and it would be this tone, because that's what I got out of this. It was, I would say, a perfect tone of, you know, day of in the life of one day story of a person with realistic dialogue, in which what the normal person would say. It doesn't seem very contrived.
Oh, 100%. Like, this is specifically an example of the Romanian New Wave movement that started in 2004. And this is from the Wikipedia on what that is supposed to be. And it's basically what you just said. Aesthetically, Romanian New Wave films share an austere, realistic, and often minimalistic approach. And then it goes on with, furthermore, black humor tends to feature prominently, while several of them are set in the late 80s, near the end of the Nicolas Sarkozy's totalitarian regime over communist Romania. They often explore themes of freedom and resilience. But like that original point, aesthetically, Romanian New Wave films share austere, realistic, and minimalistic approaches. So you're totally got the tone and the feel correct. Like, it's supposed to feel very, like, run and gun.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, that's what I got out of it. I'm glad I could say that in 30 seconds where it took you, like, 2.5 minutes. But, yeah.
People aren't paying the big money to have this show over fast. They're hearing my in-depth study of cinema. So,
yeah, so, one, I very much enjoyed, and again, if you guys know our podcast, I can't pronounce names, Ilinka Melinac's performance, because, you know, it was like, I wouldn't say this was like, you know, you're not going like hero's journey in terms of plot, but there's a lot of characterization that she does. She has her, you know, meet alter ego, Instagram, TikTok personality, which, how do you pronounce it again?
It's Bobita.
Bobita.
Which is like an Andrew Tate kind of character.
Yeah, Andrew Tate, like whatever. It's just like the most,
like, you know, obnoxious.
Raw, yeah.
Chauvinistic, just like very nationalist too. This is like, you know, it's very much like a pro Putin kind of character as well.
Yeah. yeah. But like, it's the one thing that also I enjoyed in it, which was the intercutting with that 1981 movie.
Angela Moves On?
Yeah, like it's interesting. Like, this is the first time I've kind of seen something like this, where the narrative of a film intercuts with another movie that helps expand that narrative. Right? Like, I can't think of anything in North American that I've seen with it. Like, can you?
No. And this is why, like, again, I think this is why they refer to this as like new wave, because it actually has a lot of similarities to French new wave and like Godard, with like jump cutting and intercutting and these types of things, right? And realism. So just before we get to carry away, I just, because it is a bit of a complex story structure, the way they put it together. So the film is basically a film about Angela, who's a production assistant, and she's trying to get this safety video cast in Romania. It's an Austrian company that has asked them to do this. And then the second part of the film is the actual production of this film. So that's all intercut with the film that you're talking about. Angela Moves On by Lucien Bateau, who's, which again, it's a 1981 Romanian film. And then that is also then all intercut with her, Angela, stopping to do Instagram and like TikTok videos of herself as this Bobadilla character, which is super nasty and grimy and stuff. And they move back and forth between like color and black and white. And then, like I said, when you intercut to the 1981's film, you have this very beautiful aesthetic of 1980s Soviet or communist Romania. It's just like, it visually, it's just a fascinating picture, and I absolutely love the film work that went into it.
Yeah, like, I wish we would have had a chance to speak with the director on that, because the way I saw it was, the reason why Angela Moves On was so
important or useful. Well, or?
I was gonna say, like, not shot differently, but it more clear, more crisp than the rest is, like, I wanted to ask, like, if it was a nostalgia thing where you're always looking back and it's more positive.
Well, it's right? a real film. So
no, I get that. But, you know, he could use any kind of lens, any kind of cinematography to counteract, like,
well, you're talking, like change it in post and make it look similar to the other film that he's shooting, is what you mean? Or
yeah, or, you know, because I think it's always looks better in the past, right, than you are here. And here you're having the juxtaposition between her real life and her fantasy life, I would say, as her, you know, TikTok thing that, you know, she's trying to make money however she can, right? Whether it's through social media, portraying a person that's not even her to try to get those Insta follows and subscribers and get some of those influencer money. By the way, please like and subscribe to our podcast, and share, like, because there's nothing more I want more than to start advertising any kind of toys that come around. That's all that we seem to be getting offers on.
So, you know, what's actually crazy about that Bobita character is Anlenka actually invented that character before this film was even shot. So she invented it in 2021. She created the character of Bobita, a misogynist with a penchant for like foul language, and started uploading. Like, if you go to her Instagram right now, she does videos as that character. And then because she works with the director Radu Jude, like on a fairly regular basis, like they worked on, I Do Not Care If We Go Down in History as Barbarians and Bad Luck Banging or Loony Porn. Those are two separate films. She was in both of those. It's the same director. So she had invented this character, and then they worked that character into this movie. I mean, essentially the character is playing a version of herself, right? Just a production assistant who pulls over and shoots that. But I thought that was fascinating. Like, I went and checked out her Instagram, and I mean, most of them are in Romanian. She's got a couple in English, but I get to watch her like acting as this character in like real life. Like, I think she did one like last week or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I love the MGM fucking
the lion intro.
Yeah. And that's in the trailer. But yeah, I would like, I think in terms of everything, it was a fun movie to watch. If obviously, you know, if I have to be a critique, I think the only thing that was kind of detrimental to this was the runtime.
Yeah. What is it? 240?
Give or take. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and it feels long. Like, I read some posts online. They were like, oh, and the time just like whizzes by. I'm like, it doesn't, like, you feel it. And I get it. Like, I get why a lot of that stuff's in there. And I almost wonder if, and this is what I tried to do on my last film, where you purposely make a film long or feel long because you're trying to get the viewer into the kind of mindset of the character. Like, her day is long. She wakes up at like 4:30 or 5 and it goes all day, and just to sleep in the car and stuff. So I do wonder if the director is purposely trying to make you empathize with the character by making you feel how strenuous this day is. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. And that was the thing I was trying to think as well, right? Because some of this was autobiographical, because from what I read in terms of my notes, the director, Radu, used to film those kind of like safety videos before going into feature films. And apparently the story at the end, like the person that won, that was an actual real story that he came across and he had to film. And his whole, I think, I don't know if it was him playing the director or not in the movie, but that story, like, you know, we used to make movies and they would go like 17 hours and then, you know, accidents would happen. He was 100% against that. Like, from what I read, he made sure that this movie was filmed, I think it was 8 to 9 hour shoot days, and that was it, right? He made sure no one went over, and it was super accommodating.
You can tell that, like, the film crew, like the film lifestyle that they show in this movie, if you've ever worked even remotely around like the film industry, it's gonna just like make you smile and cringe, because it's so accurate, right? Like, the long days, the like shitty craft services, even like, so, like the film, one of the first things, she drives, gets up super early, drives to this house to do this interview or this audition. And she gets there and she's like, hey, where's so-and-so? And they're like, oh, he went fishing. And she's like, what? But I need to do this audition. So they end up she has to videotape him doing it over like Zoom, but at the guy's like wife's house or something. So in reality, she could have just stayed the fuck at home and did it, right? And then like her boss is like, oh, you got to stay late, and da-da-da-da-da. And then she has to go pick up the producer, who's like this Austrian, who's like kind of a dick about stuff. And oh my God, the scene right before that. So this film is very real. The language in it is like hardcore. Like, it's all dubbed it's all subtitled because they're either speaking in German or they're speaking Romanian. There's very little actual English, but they're swearing all the time. She's smoking all the time. She has sex with her boyfriend in the car in the most like raw ass fashion before she has to go pick up the producer. And she's like, oh, you know, go in my mouth or whatever. Ah, you got it all over my dress. But then she has to go meet this like really important person. Like, it's wild. And you're just like, this shit happens. Like, this is absolutely real life.
So do you want to tell them that's why we don't film in the same studio anymore? Because I kept on catching you in there. And I'm like, I don't want to sit in the seat anymore.
You're like, I don't want to be in that seat. So the director, though, is like, he's probably right now the man in Romanian cinema. And he's probably one of the like best like indie cinema like filmmakers out there right now. So his name is Radu Jude. He wrote, directed, and co-produced this film. Obviously, he's from Budapest. Well, I mean, that's not obvious. He is from Budapest. So his short film, Lapa Ca Cruella, which is The Tube with the Hat, which I actually watched. You can find it on YouTube. It's about 20 minutes long. It's the most awarded Romanian short film in history. It won at Sundance and Hamburg. It was in a slew of other films. It's fantastic. I highly recommend it. His feature film, Atherum, which is Bravo. I'm sorry for all the Romanians out there. I'm not even good at English most of the time. He won the 2015 Silver Bear for direction at Berlin. And then his film, which also included Ilanka, Bad Luck Banging or Loony Porn, won the Golden Bear at Berlin last year. And this film specifically has done very well as well. It premiered at Switzerland's Locarno Film Festival last year. And it was in the main competition, winning the special jury prize, which is the second best film of the festival. And it also screened at TIFF and the New York Film Festival. So like his stuff is like red hot. I actually really want to go check out his Bad Luck Banging or Loony Porn.
I think you just like saying that title.
It's a dope title. First off, and I wonder if it's because like the Romanian title is probably super short. And then again, it's expanded to this long English one. Because that film is essentially about like a teacher or maybe like a teacher and her husband who have a sex tape and then they put it up on a porn site, but then like her colleagues find out about it and just the kind of like, and you can't right now, you're constantly hearing about teachers getting caught in like OnlyFans scandals where, you know, their people find their, you know, the kids in their class find out, or more like the dads of the kids in their class find out that the teacher's got an OnlyFans page, and all of a sudden her parent-teacher interviews are booked right up. but yeah, I mean, so I had the same criticism. I think that some of the scenes are a bit long. I do think that maybe editing it a bit tighter would have helped the pace. But then again, like, this is definitely like art house style cinema. And the fact that this guy's going to Berlin, he's winning all these awards, like this. Okay, so here's a perfect example. This thing has a 98% from critics on Rotten Tomatoes and a 69% from the audience. And I want to put a bit of an asterisk on that because as of this time, like I think it is out in Romania, but that's only from 50 ratings. And when this thing drops a movie on May 3rd here in Canada, I don't know if that's globally, but MUBI does have a lot of the big international rights for it. It'll be interesting to see if that audience number changes. Because I just think like a lot of audience just have not seen this film outside of Romania.
Yeah, that's quite a possibility. But yeah, no, I agree. I think this is a film you should check out like on MUBI when it gets released on what day?
This film is releasing May 3rd.
We almost had that like on sync, man. That would have been good. That would have been a good like little like clip, but you fucked it up. You took forever. But yeah. And that's the thing. Like once it's on MUBI, the runtime, like to be honest, won't really matter. You can cut a break with it, right? Like you can watch an hour and a half of it one day, take a break, take a poo break, pee break, you know, go try to create your own social media like Bobita and then come back and see how it goes. So yeah, I think all in all, you definitely should check it out.
Yeah, and I recommend it, especially if you are into cinema. Like, you know, MUBI, like Criterion Collection, is the type of place you can go for art house cinema, old school classic cinema. I mean, I don't think this is ever going to be like your kind of mainstream go-to. But if you're into art house, like you definitely got to watch this film. If you're a filmmaker, you definitely want to watch this because it is, again, yeah, fascinating watching this story get intercut with all this other stuff. And it also is a really interesting commentary on post-Soviet or communist Romania, how capitalism is kind of fucking them over. And also like day in the life of like regular Romanians. Like you get to interact with just like regular people that are not, you know, they're not even, I don't even know if they're actually even actors. I think some of these people are literally random people that they went and auditioned to be in the safety video, right? So it's just a really interesting way to look at a part of the world. And I always like when art does that. It allows you to like just kind of get into a culture. So again, I highly recommend this film. I think it is going to be perfect for a streaming service like Mubi where you can take that break and step away. But if you do get a chance to watch it at like a repertory cinema or something like that, definitely check it out. Do you have really anything else you want to talk about this film, Scott?
No, I think we nailed it.
So, I mean, it's got a budget of, a box office of 71,000. Again, that's going to be mostly from Festival Run and Romania. I don't have a budget. It is a co-production from Romania, Croatia, France, and Luxembourg. As we said, has a 2-hour and 43-minute running time. And if, Scott, you don't have anything else to say, I'm going to leave with Sergio Bustin from the LA Times. If you are a film buff passionate about unpredictable cinema adventures and works with novel aesthetics, you cannot miss this fabulous Romanian film.
And that is our wrap for the day. Please like and subscribe to this podcast. Tell your friends. If you want to get a hold of us, reach us at the www.howdyoulikethatmovie.com. Like the one thing that I noticed too, like, you know how you're saying, like, it seemed like a kind of running gun, was just like you spend a lot of time in her car, right? And then just watching her like shift gears, going, doing everything she needs to do while doing that, like eating, pissing, but also like changing lanes and like, you know, doing the point. Like, it made it seem like they were actually just like, fucking just drive and we'll film you, like doing the point, like, hey, you're gonna let me in kind of thing. Like, she's not saying anything, just pointing like to the driver kind of thing, gets in. Like, it just made it seem a lot more realistic.
Production by Rod Shaver, Vader Monkey Productions.